Lamb of God. Meditations on the Stations of the Cross. Join us now as we pray the way of the cross. The first station. Jesus is condemned to die. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, the trial was unfair, the accusations wild and untrue. Yet you did not raise your voice in protest or your mighty hand to end the madness. You stood silent and resolved to live out the Father's will for you. Father, when we are tried by this life and feel that life is unfair and brutal, help us to accept that in the end, no matter what our protestations may be, it will indeed be your will that we wish to follow, no matter what road that may set us upon. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The second station. Jesus takes up the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, how heavy the weight of the wood laid across your back. A timber this huge would be a burden on its own, but this piece of tree was laden with the sins of all mankind. It pressed mercilessly upon your wounded and bleeding back. And still, you took it upon yourself willingly, as an ox takes up its yoke to begin the work at hand, your work of salvation. Blessed Savior, how bitterly we complain at our inconveniences and the aches and pains of our modern lives. Through the wood of this cross, you achieved our redemption, despite the sins we still heap upon you each day. May we be willing to carry our own crosses without complaint, accepting the burdens that may come our way. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The third station. Jesus falls for the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, you fall beneath the weight of the cross, the crushing weight of our sins. Your body, racked with pain, begins to fail you. Yet you rise and march on to your destiny, knowing all too well what awaits you at the road's end. Holy Spirit, each day we fall. We fall to sin and temptation. We fall short of our own expectations. Lift us up when we fall. Give us the strength to follow our destiny, though we know not where that leads. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The fourth station. Jesus meets his Blessed Mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, silently you come face to face with your mother. No words can relieve the pain in her heart, the suffering you see in her eyes, so none are spoken. Now she understands the words of Simeon spoken all those years before. Today, her heart is pierced with the sword forged from the sins of mankind. Holy Mary, pierced of heart, pray for us as you prayed for your Son in his distress, now and at the hour of our death. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The fifth station. Simon of Cyrene is forced to carry the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, fearing your weakness may rob them of their crucifixion, the soldiers pull Simon of Cyrene from the crowd and force him to carry your cross. How wonderful was his inglorious task! Could he perceive the full weight of the cross he bore? Father, when we try to take on our burdens and pray to lighten the load of your Son, Can we even conceive the weight of what we ask? The task is daunting, and yet we beg that you let us carry even the smallest portion of the load, for we know that when you allow us to share the burden, you will also provide us with the strength. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, what a paradox we have in the Lady Veronica. The gentleness of her touch as she wiped the sweat and blood from your face. The strength to look into the eyes of a condemned man. And the courage she had to push past the guards to reach out to you in your time of need. Blessed Savior, let us show compassion to the suffering around us. Give us gentle hands and grant us the courage to push past the guards we've built around our hearts. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The seventh station. Jesus falls the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, even with Simon's aid, your strength is waning, and again you are brought to your knees. The guards mock you and strike out at you, forcing you to rise and move on. Holy Spirit, give us the strength and courage to rise when this world mocks us for our faith. Remind us always that we are truly at our strongest when we are on our knees in prayer. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The eighth station. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, you become a mirror reflecting back the pity of the women who weep for you. Though they cry in sorrow for your plight, you accept it not. Instead, extending your pity to them and the generations they will bear. Father, we are the generations for which your Son spoke of pity. He knew what our weaknesses and failings would be. In the mercy of Jesus and in your forgiveness, Father, have pity on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The ninth station. Jesus falls for the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, your strength is almost gone. You stagger, you stumble, and you fall once more. Through your will, your most powerful will, you stand and step forward, inching your way toward our salvation. Blessed Savior, remind us always that where our strength ends, your will for us begins. Thy will be done. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The tenth station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, your humiliation is only outdone by your pain as they tear the clothes from your bleeding and scarred back. Every mark of the lash is ripped open again and flooded with the sweat of your agony. How humble our God stands now. Blessed Savior, how often are we humiliated by some minor embarrassment, How soon do we give in to our unease and discomfort? When we are humbled and laid low, we fall but an inch. Your humiliation was a fall from heaven. Humble our hearts and let us rejoice in our trials. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, what utter anguish you suffered with each blow of the hammer. Cold, hard steel, piercing flesh and blood and sinew. Hands affixed tightly to the wood, feet secured to the cross by the fruit of the forge. Your freedom taken from you by men. Your will surrendered to God. Blessed Savior, how we cry out when our freedoms are taken, when the will exercised is not our own. Make us truly embrace the free will you have granted us, and help us to shape it to be like your own. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, what sweet relief it must have been when you sighed, "It is finished," and gave forth your last breath. No more pain, no more agony. Your work was done. Salvation was accomplished. Father, you allowed your Son to suffer the pain and the agony meant for us, earned for us by our sins. May we always be conscious that it was by his wounds that we are healed. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The 13th station. Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, the lifeless shell that was once the living tabernacle of our God is taken down from the tree of life. Empty of your spirit, it is useless, fit only for the grave. Blessed Savior, remind us always that when our lives are devoid of your spirit, we too have no life. Fill us to overflowing with your spirit, that we may have life here on earth and eternal life with you in heaven. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. The 14th station. Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lamb of God, dark and cold, hewn from stone, the tomb is your place of rest, but not your final rest. Living Savior, this grave could not hold you, nor will it hold us, for you have assured us that death and the grave are not where we will find our final rest. Our rest is in you, and you alone. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This presentation of the Stations of the Cross is a production of Catholic Radio, Indianapolis.